Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the 2 o'clock news bomb, and we're going to start in the Middle East. Part of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas was an agreement to return all the hostages that were taken during the October 7th terror attacks. But Hamas is running into some complications with that.
Hamas says it's expanding the search for remains of hostages in Gaza with the help of Egypt and heavy equipment. About 13 bodies remain missing. Part of the U.S. brokered ceasefire requires that return. President Trump warning he's watching very closely, but believes peace is holding.
I think it'll hold, yeah. Do they believe it will? Well, if it doesn't hold, that would be Hamas. Hamas will be not hard to take care of.
Trump also says security arrangements for Gaza are progressing.
It's working very well. It's all smooth. The U.S. doesn't have to get much involved.
One thing hindering the search for hostage remains in Gaza, the rubble. The U.N. says there's enough to fill up all of New York's Central Park, about 40 feet high. Meanwhile, late Saturday, Israel striking in Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending the military's actions, saying they were targeting militants. I'm Julie Walker.
That's pretty dark. You know there's a long road ahead when even the ceasefire has a body count. President Trump is meeting with Japan's new leader in Tokyo before pivotal talks with China later this week.
President Trump has arrived in Japan, whose new leader is banking on a friendly relationship with him to ease trade tensions. Sanae Takaichi just took office last week as Japan's first female leader. Tokyo's floating an idea that might appeal to the president, buying a fleet of Ford F-150 pickups after he's long complained about American vehicles being shut out of the Japanese market.
That's great. She has good taste. That's a hot truck.
Both Washington and Tokyo are looking to limit China's manufacturing ambitions. The president's next stop is South Korea, where he'll meet Beijing's Xi Jinping and feels good about reaching a long-sought trade agreement.
I think we're going to come away with a deal.
Another potential meeting while there with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, who has rejected the president's overtures to reconnect.
But if he'd like to meet, I'm around. You know, I'll be in South Korea so I can be right over there.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, good luck to President Trump in ironing out some of the details on these trade agreements. I was a little bit surprised to see the Ford F-150 kind of at the center of the table in terms of what's being offered in a trade deal with Japan. Trump very famously has an eye for hot trucks. He simped really hard for Elon Musk's Cybertruck earlier this year, back when Musk was still the co-president. The Ford F-150 is America's top-selling truck, and the Cybertruck is America's top-selling cry for help. A lack of air traffic controllers causing a ground stop at LAX on Sunday, that could become a widespread problem.
Federal Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warning the government shutdown is affecting air traffic controllers, worrying about their next paycheck.
They got a big fat zero. No paycheck is coming on Tuesday.
Duffy said on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, many already calling in sick and taking other action ahead of Tuesday.
If I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic.
The FAA says a staffing shortage in California held up flights departing for Los Angeles. The agency issuing a temporary ground stop at one of the world's busiest airports, LAX. Staffing shortage is also causing disruption Sunday at another busy airport, Newark. I'm Julie Walker.
LAX flights were grounded for almost 2 hours, or as the TSA calls it, on time. Former MTV Real World star and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said more controllers are calling in sick. Yeah, apparently sick of working for free, which now counts as a medical condition. We'll have to see if that's in the new Make America Healthy Again framework from RFK Jr. With control of the House in the balance, work continues in the Hoosier state to give Republicans an advantage in next year's midterms.
Indiana Republican Governor Mike Braun has called a special session for lawmakers to redraw congressional districts. President Trump has ramped up pressure on Republican governors to give the party an easier path to maintain control of the U.S. House. Republicans in Texas and Missouri moved quickly, and California Democrats responded with their own redistricting plan. But lawmakers in Indiana have been far more hesitant. Indiana's Republican legislative leaders have praised existing boundaries that were adopted 4 years ago. The General Assembly will convene on November 3rd, but it's unclear whether enough of the GOP majority Senate will back the new maps. Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers. Opponents are expected to challenge any new maps in court. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Here's what's a little bit weird about this, is that Indiana already has a 7-2 Republican advantage in Congress. It doesn't seem like there's that much meat on the bone here. It's not like it's 3-4 or, you know, 5-5 or something like that. I know that doesn't add up to 9, but seems like an awful lot of noise and fury just to maybe pick up another 2 seats. I don't know. I'm not a redistricting expert. I don't understand how you take, you know, Bloomington and Indianapolis and, you know, eliminate 2 Democratic seats in those cities. I don't know how you do that. But Republicans there say that they're redrawing these maps in the middle of a cycle to, quote unquote, protect Hoosiers. Protect them from what? Competition? Okay. The new district boundaries reportedly are gerrymandered so badly that viewed from space, they spell out help. If you have had a chance in the past to visit Jamaica, I hope you brought some keepsakes home because it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot left of the island nation after tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts. In Jamaica, waves are pounding the shore, winds whipping the trees, and rain falling as Hurricane Melissa bears down on the island. Forecast to bring 160-mile-per-hour winds and 30 inches of rain, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
You know, the category is not what matters here. It's the impacts, the catastrophic winds, the life-threatening flash flooding, landslides. anticipated over Jamaica. So, you know, those in Jamaica need to seek their shelter now, and it's not moving very fast either. So we're talking about a long duration event that's going to continue throughout the day today and overnight hours and into tomorrow.
Over the weekend, residents like Market Ward raiding stores to prepare for the worst.
I was hoping to get some bread, but the shelves are empty.
Melissa, the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica in recent history, already causing fatalities in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm Julie Walker.
Oh boy, prayers up for Jamaica. There's not really much to joke about here. We'll have more about it tomorrow. I'll just say this, you know, look for the helpers. There's no good news coming out of Jamaica for the next several days probably, but look for the helpers. I mean, even right now, people are preparing, they're boarding up their homes, they're sharing food and resources and gathering themselves and their communities, they're ferrying neighbors to shelters, they're doing what humans do best, and they are taking care of each other when everything else falls apart. And God bless. You know, Melissa will pass. And when she does, Jamaica will still be standing, and they'll probably have a drink in their hand, and they'll say, "You should see what we did to her." We'll be right back after this. I'm going to get to John, Joe, and Philip, and the rest of y'all on the Oaken Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. Do stay there. I'm going to get to you as quickly as possible. If you want to react to anything you just heard, the way to do it is the Oaken Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. The number is 504-258-8706. Really want to hear from you about your reaction to Brian Kelly being gone. Were you at that game? What was that game like for you? For that matter, were you at the Saints game yesterday? Both of these games kind of empty out in the back half because, you know, the home base fans just didn't want to be around for this. It's pretty tough sledding. I'll tell you where I was when I heard that Brian Kelly was fired. A bit of an embarrassing moment for myself. That story and much more coming up next. Scoot is going to be back on Thursday, and I'll be back right after this. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.